Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Just going through my head as I'm about to ask you guys, how was your day yesterday? And give me a highlight of what happened. And I don't have one. I don't have a highlight. I don't have anything. You guys have anything?
Well, I had a meeting with you yesterday. You said you had a really good therapy session.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did.
Well, that is good. I know that's your highlight and you don't.
Yeah, I guess my default isn't like, oh, I had my therapy session go. But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
we are staying with emotions rather than exiting is really what I'm working on. I know I grew up in an environment where things were pretty painful when I was younger. There was a lot of dysfunction and there was a lot of people bailing on each other. So to survive back then, I really started compartmentalizing and just not feeling things. And that has helped me in a lot of ways and it has hurt me in a lot of ways. So when you're going through stressful times, rather than feel it, what I do is I'm very task oriented. So keep myself busy so I don't have to deal with the emotions. And sometimes I don't even feel them. So I'm learning how to feel things. So that was a good session yesterday.
Yeah.
You're right. Thanks for the reminder.
You are so welcome.
The bad news is clearly my memory isn't getting any better. How was your day yesterday?
Day was fine. It was a day. Got some stuff done. The highlight for me was after we had our meeting, I went outside. It ended up being like this massive neighbor gathering on a random Wednesday night.
Isn't
so
that great?
We were all sitting in my driveway and all the kids were playing in the yard. And it was just, I was just kind of looking around. So, I mean, there was eight adults. Yeah. So there were four couples and then all the youngins just running around, like just yelling and playing and getting along for the most part. I was just like, man, I really love my neighborhood.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's important right there.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How you do?
I got to do one of my favorite things, which is disassociate on the internet. So I've been talking a lot about this big Greece trip that I went on last week where it was 25 women all on the island of Crete. And people had such a good time that they were like, where are we going next year? So I am doing something a little bit different than I did this time around. And I am taking full control of the itinerary for next year. So I am making steps to be able to like be able to choose the hotel and to be able to choose like the tours and stuff, which I haven't gotten to do in the past. So I just went on a tirade online looking at like mozzarella making classes in Italy, boat tours, hotels, that kind of thing. So mentally, I'm not in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on the Amalfi Coast.
Amazing.
I want to join you.
Yeah, right. Take us all with you, please. I don't care how much it costs. You just jogged my memory also. I did have something cool happen again yesterday. I booked the boat ride that we're going to do the day after the wedding. Yesterday. So that's a good one.
You just really told me about that.
Yeah.
I saw him in the break room. I was like, so how's wedding planning going? And that's the first thing he says. You couldn't even bring that up.
I forgot about it. Goes from the break room right here. Yeah, it's going to be a boat to hold all of us. I got the DJ. I'm going to have a bartender on there. So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Kat?
I had a great day yesterday. We made some movement on our house, which we're trying to get repaired after a tree hit it. Kristen's husband, Bart, has just been an angel from on high, which I don't know that I would have ever used that to describe him. He's a great guy, but he has been our angel. He's like, oh, we get texts from Bart. Oh. I'm going to change his ringtone to that. So it's great. So we're looking like we're making movement with the insurance company. We may be able to start construction soon.
Okay.
And cross your fingers. You know what? I'm going to put it in the universe.
Yes.
I'm going to manifest it. We will be back in the house by Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, still a long way away.
It's still good news. Yeah. Okay. I just remembered a third thing. Yeah, I won the lottery. Yeah, I'm a billionaire.
You know what's sad is I played the lottery, the billion one, and we won, but we only won $12.
Oh, no.
That's just like a big middle finger right there.
But I won the lottery. That's not bad luck. The luck is starting to turn. Yes, it is. Don't you take it away from me.
Don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story. You won the lottery.
I won the lottery.
Yes, you did.
The Burt Show.
All right, Rebecca, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yesterday, I was also dissociating. I slept for like 4 hours.
4 hours yesterday, in the middle of the day.
I never let myself nap, and for some reason, my head hit the pillow when I went home, and it was out.
Really?
It was out.
I think it's the grease thing, because I fell asleep at 7:30 last night. Like, I've been up for hours. Like, mm-hmm. this is noon to me right now.
Yeah, still jet lagged.
Yeah, it takes a while to get what we were talking about it the other day. The traveling rule is... it should take you one day to recover for every time zone that you pass through. And you were in what, 6 time zones?
We were in 7 time zones.
7 time zones.
I'm going to be back to normal in 2027.
All right. So speaking of your trip to Crete.
Yes. You put 25 girls on a plane to Greece. You had liquor, lamb, and one 6'3 German man named Giannis.
With a question mark? How very European.
What could go wrong in the birthplace of civilization? This music is technically Italian, but it's Greek today.
you're just foreshadowing for next year.
Yes. It's time for the Burt Show to find out what girls trip girl they are in a choose your own adventure game where you will be forced to make difficult choices based on real situations that went down on the girls trip that Abby and I went on in Greece. I sent you all the link to my grease simulation. It's up at theburtshow.com/oliveoil. Listeners can play along if you choose. There are 5 questions each. I will read each question and out loud, plus the options, and prompt one of you to give your answer and why. All right. You just stepped off a 10-hour flight by way of Hartsfield Jackson, destination hell. Welcome to the Athens airport.
Don't make me go back.
I know,
was
beware.
It bad for you guys?
Oh my God, I will never complain about Hartsfield Jackson ever again. The Athens airport is MCO, Miami, and LaGuardia pre-renovations all put together into one hell on earth. I will never go back to Greece unless I can fly specifically into that blue water.
It was pretty bad. It was very bad. Okay.
I think if that happens, you're dead.
No, I'm going to get a parachute.
Okay.
And I'm going to land right on a yacht.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You are fully prepared. You are ready to recheck your bag and go through security again for some reason. Your layover is length appropriate. You are literally screaming. You didn't do any research and have zero idea where to go and what to do. People speak Greek here. News to you. You are taking a video of yourself walking down the stairs of the plane. Your followers will think you flew private. You are horny. The Mediterranean men at security pulled you for a pat down, and it was on purpose, not for national security. You are a little drunk. A 10-hour flight means 10 hours to drink, and you made that plane your party bus. Bert, which one are you?
Fully prepared. Know the airport. Know the length. I am focused to get to my final destination. I've done all the homework.
Can't relate. Kristen, you and the girls visit your first beach in Crete. You immediately grab the snorkeling gear. You're braving the waves and taking in all that iconic Greek marine life. Spoiler alert, there is none. You grab your camera. It's golden hour, the perfect time to capture the perfect pic. You hit the beach bar. How do you say piña colada in Greek? Or you also hit the beach bar, but you're not there for drinks. You're eyeing the Adonis cutting fruit behind the bar. Or are you grabbing the nearest girl and asking her to play mermaids with you? Your tail is turquoise.
Mine is rainbow, but it has little glitter on the very end of the tail.
I have silver flecks on the end of mine.
No, yours is brown.
This is a joke. It's not my speech impediment. Kristen, what are you doing?
That sounds like a bit in itself later on in the show.
Honestly,
is this a joke or my speech impediment?
I immediately grab my camera. It's golden hour, the best time to capture the perfect pic because I need those likes on the gram.
Perfect. All right, Cassie, it's time for a little culture. You're in the cradle of civilization, after all. The girls visit the palace of Knossos, and you don't know how to say kenosos, but you're eager to learn. Are ready to leave. Sure, the city is ancient, but you're young and need to shake tail on the dance floor. You absorb the history and take care to appreciate the beautiful architecture. It's thousands of years old. You ignore your surroundings and focus on taking videos of the various Greek cats that seem to work there. Or do you consider how ancient the room you're standing in is? How many people in history boned in here?
I'm definitely absorbing the history and appreciating the architecture.
Classic.
Liar!
That's Cass. That's a Cassie answer.
Yeah. All right, Abby, it's time to jump on your private catamaran sail through that blue-ass water.
Sorry, did you mean a ferry? Thousand other people on it.
Well, it is a day that Abby has promised you will be absolutely incredible. When you learn it's actually a gigantic public ferry, you are down for the ride.
Hold on one second here. Do you want to explain this?
Yes.
How this happened, a ferry ride rather than like a nice yacht for all the girls?
You guys can't even understand how traumatizing this is. So the way this tour group works is you find an itinerary. Like, they have like these stock itineraries that you get to choose. And so I'm looking through the itinerary after the girls have told me they want to go to Greece. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. We're going to do a tour at the Palace of Knossos. And then we're going to go have lunch in a cute little village one day. But man, the last day seems like it's the most fun. It says we're going on a Balos beach cruise. Oh, how amazing is that going to be? We're going to be on a boat, 25 girls in Greece, just jumping in the water. They didn't specify that even though they said it wouldn't be private, they didn't say that it was going to be a ferry. So we all got to Greece and we show up to the dock and we're looking at all these little boats and we're like, which one is ours? And then all of a sudden it's like, we're on a ferry with 300 people. So that was really fun. After taking 30 girls to Greece, everyone just looking at me with disdain in their eyes, being like, did you know? And I'm like, no, I am just as bamboozled as you are.
Well, now we know why you're taking more control of your itineraries.
That was my first call yesterday, Bert. I'm like, how do we make this not happen again?
It was a great day, Abby. You're down for the ride. Who cares? You're still on the way to a gorgeous beach. You leave immediately. You find men with a private boat and jump ship literally. Who cares if they want to give you massages in exchange? You think it's cool. More people to hang out with. You're still excited. There's a ton of cool historical locations to explore on the beach. Or you start drinking the wine your tour guide advised you to smuggle in. Who cares how big the boat is if you are tipsy?
I am going with, I think it's cool, more people to hang out with.
Yes.
Because that day I also thought it would be so fun for us to wear our raunchy trucker hats. And that was like a fun conversation starter. People came up to us and were like, why are you wearing this?
It was cool.
Mine said, my cat said you're a hoe. And I thought that was a lot of fun.
All right, this final question is the most important.
It is. You spelled Giannis wrong.
I don't know how to spell his name or pronounce
it. Why did you spell like the backpack?
Janus.
I thought that's how you, how do you spell it?
Is it not Y-A-N-N-I-S?
It's J-A-N-N-I-S. And you would know this if he followed you on Instagram.
You spelled it J-Anus.
Yeah. Okay, it's Janus now.
I am not dating a guy named J-Anus.
No, I am. You know, he's real familiar with the area.
Okay, these are photos of the tour guides who drove the girls on a Greek safari with zero animals. Which one do you want to sleep with?
So this is not who do we want. We're looking at the tour guide thinking, who's going to be the most fun? Who's going to be a great driver? We're thinking about who's the one we want to bomb.
Yes, who are you taking to bed?
Okay.
Is Atticus one of those guys who looks better with sunglasses on? Like, people in general. You know how some people wear sunglasses and you're like, they're a hottie. And then they take them off and you're like, oh.
He's sunglasses catfishing a little bit.
Yeah, is he?
He might be.
Okay.
All right. These names have been changed to protect the innocent. There is Achilles, Apollo, Atticus, Agamemnon, and and Janus, a.k.a. Giannis. I know who I'm picking. I'm picking Janus. Now, everyone, we're going to find out who you are. Bert, yep. Which girls, Greek girls, trip girl are you?
The Wi-Fi is slow. Hold on.
I'll go first. Okay. I am Demeter, god of looking at old stuff and liking it. You're a history buff in the right place. Enjoy the gorgeous antiquity because you'll be flying back to ye olde Alpharetta soon.
I got the same one and it is completely inaccurate.
I got Dionysus, baby.
Yes.
Give me some Bacchus.
I got Eros, god of hooking up with beach bartenders. Your mission is to connect with the Greek people and you take that seriously. Congratulations, baby. You're Greek by injection?
Yes, Lee.
That sounds like a Jay Anus problem.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Radio has changed and morning radio has changed so much over the years that I know that the segment that I'm asking these guys to get involved in, if they want to here, is something we don't do very often. In fact, I kind of made the rule years ago that the country is so politically divided that we're just going to stay away from politics. But there are some things that happen in this country that are so drastic, and I think it's irresponsible if we're feeling it. To not talk about it, and Charlie Kirk getting assassinated yesterday has me reeling. If you don't know who Charlie Kirk is by now, I'm sure you've heard the news. I would say he was a ultra-conservative activist. He would go from college campus to college campus debating students, and his platform really was his very conservative platform. And yesterday when he was in Utah at one of these debates where there were 2,000 people there, mostly students, he was shot and he was killed yesterday. I just feel like somehow, some way, this, not even somehow, some way, it's so completely obvious. And I'm choosing my words very carefully because we do a mainstream morning radio and I'm not going to do that. In this country, you get to say what you want. You don't have to agree with it. That is for sure. I've watched clips of Charlie Kirk. I've watched interviews with Charlie Kirk. 90% of the things that he has said, I don't agree with. 90% probably. However, I also am a firm believer that if you are putting yourself in your own little bubble and your tunnel and you're only hanging out and you're only watching people that are speaking in a language that you agree with, then I think you are leading to things that happened yesterday. So I have watched his clips. And I just feel like it was a really, really sad day for me and this country yesterday, man. One of the pillars of our society is freedom of speech, not freedom of speech that you agree with necessarily. College campuses for the longest time have been a hotbed and an eager opportunity to talk about debate and to talk about different angles on subjects. This is where it all started. You're supposed to have protests and counter protests, and you're supposed to be able to have debate and talk about this side and that side and it not be violent. And for this to be happening more and more and more in our country now. Now, I mean, today we're talking about Charlie Kirk, but this has been upticking for the last couple of years in our country when it comes to politics and politicians. That I just feel like in this country, even though you don't agree with somebody, they have the right to be heard safely.
Yeah, political violence is never the answer, regardless of what you believe in. I mean, whether it's Charlie Kirk or Melissa Hortman from the Minnesota House who got murdered inside her own home. I mean, and the sad news is extra sad. Charlie Kirk's news was so big, it's eclipsing the fact that there was another school shooting yesterday.
I didn't even know that, honestly, until you just
mentioned it. In Colorado,
really.
Gun violence, you can not like someone and you can still condemn the act of violence, because I struggled with this yesterday because I don't like what Charlie Kirk stands for at all. And I thought he was dangerous, but I also thought he didn't deserve to die because he is just alive. I don't condone that. And I really struggled with it, with talking with my husband. And I'm like, I don't like that. I feel that somebody who I think his beliefs are hurtful has passed, and I'm not happy about it, but I'm also not crying over it. And I really thought I was a bad person for a long time because I was like, something is wrong with me. And then I did some more research and reading, and like you, Bart, I went and watched some clips of his, and I listened to what his supporters were saying, and I realized, okay, yeah, at the end of the day, I can sit here and say, what happened to Charlie Kirk is wrong. It is disgusting. I condemn that act of violence. And you can be okay with condemning the act of gun violence and at the same time not feel really sad about it.
I think this is the thing here in our country too now is that, and this has developed over the course of the last 10 years, is that you can't respectfully disagree with anybody anymore. You are immediately hated mm-hmm. by somebody that doesn't have the same view as you. And I don't know how this thing is going to turn around again.
What, you know what it's reminiscent of is when the healthcare CEO was murdered. Mm. And it's there's this apathy and lack of empathy that's jarring. Because, you know, a human life is lost at the end of the day. I'm not going to speak on Charlie Kirk because I've never watched a thing he said. So I really don't know anything about him as far as what I, like all the headlines yesterday. I was honestly oblivious to this dude until yesterday when he was assassinated.
My son Hollis, I mean, called me immediately. With the younger generation, like if you're younger than 30, then you absolutely know who he was.
Yeah, I knew about his like campus visits, etc. But it's I do believe that from the conversations I have that there is certain rhetoric that it can be very dangerous and hurtful, but that doesn't mean somebody gets to take. That doesn't mean somebody else gets to decide, oh, I don't like what you said, so I'm going to kill you.
This is a man with a wife and a young child. Two young children that will not grow up with their dad.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, gun violence is affecting everybody in this country. And if you're upset by gun violence and believe that we need gun reform, like this should upset you. Like seeing the fact that someone was able to have access to a gun, somebody with clear mental health issues. I mean, we don't know who the suspect is, but
I think they did catch him. I think they have somebody, a person of interest.
Yes, but I don't think we have like his name or mm-hmm. whoever it is. Oh. But I think this should be upsetting for anybody who wants to see this country be a safer place for people, be a safer place for students. I can't even imagine how parents feel sending their children to school. And I mean, I grew up in the age where I'm not too far removed from the people who were affected by the Parkland shooting, which was a huge thing in Florida, which is where I'm from. And so I honestly, like I'm scared. Like honest, I think the direction this country is going in is frightening. I've never really been afraid for my personal safety until recently. And I think if you realize that there is a gun problem in this country, no matter what your stance is on what we should do about them, I think this should frighten you.
And I want to piggyback on what Cassie had mentioned earlier, because I had this pulled up and I felt it was important to mention. So yes, there was a school shooting in Colorado yesterday at a high school, Evergreen High School. Gunfire broke out around 12:24 p.m. and three students were taken to the hospital in critical condition. And it was the suspect who was injured by a self-inflicted gunshot wound who ultimately passed away.
I love America. I love the United States of America, but it doesn't feel like the country that I fell in love with.
Mm. Well, I think everything has become so politicized that, like you said, it's hard to have any conversations without immediately hating other people. And I do wonder if people who supported Charlie Kirk feel differently about gun rights today, because Charlie Kirk, and this has attributed to him on April 5th, 2023, said, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth to have the cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our God-given rights. Now, he is accurate. He said this. But at the same time, I think it's easy to make statements, and this is for both sides, when you don't see how it affects people personally, mm-hmm. right? So now that someone who is beloved in that community has suffered at the violence of a gun and has died from it, I wonder if maybe it's a reality check and maybe we'll start to see more people say, yeah, you know what? Maybe we do need some kind of restrictions around guns because this is affecting everyone, even the people standing up for the Second Amendment. And we're not at a healthy place with guns.
I think that if this conversation today, when people are having it in the office, turns more to gun control than it does to freedom of speech and the freedom to be able to say what you want, then I think we're missing a majority of the point.
You can have both conversations at the same time.
Yeah. I think both are important.
I think what's really scary is that Charlie, from what I read, had security. There were metal detectors at the event.
I didn't hear that. I heard that there were none.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there are conflicting reports then. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we'll abandon that narrative because I don't want to put false information out there. But I think what I'm getting at is between Charlie Kirk, Melissa Hortman, President Trump's attempted assassination, it is scary to me that people are able to get so close to prominent figures and do this. Then what does that say for the rest of the country who doesn't have those kind of protections around them?
I think for me also, there's just a sense of hopelessness right now, you know, with gun control. I've sort of said, like, you know what? This is not going to stop. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how we make baby steps for gun control, but we've been saying it for the longest time. So I've kind of given up on that one. I would like to really believe that we can have freedom of speech in this country. And I'm not willing to give that up just yet. But I don't see how it is going to turn the other way unless all leaders on both sides, all leaders say that this is not what we want. And even the debates yesterday that were saying that we have got to stop the rhetoric were so heated that it was rhetoric in itself.
Mm-hmm. You know? And when it comes to, you know, the age old question, well, what can be done? Why is anybody, I think on top of the conversation of gun control, there needs to be a conversation about mental health in this country as well.
Yes.
So I think I think those two go hand in hand, because some people want to be like, it's not the guns, it's the people with the guns, and they're like, no, it's the gun. It can be both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, so right. Mentally stable people don't take a gun to a crowd to assassinate someone. Kristen, I think you nailed it.
100%. And it's both, because we just saw that murder happen on the Charlotte light rail. What is it called? That public transportation?
God, that one's
The same thing could be said for that. Like, it's clearly a mental health problem, but it's at some point, like, we have to do something. Like, even regardless of what it is, I don't understand why nothing is being done to make an improvement in this area.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I am willing to give you $100 if you call us and you confess an ugly part of you, right? That maybe you have never said before out loud in one area. And I've got reason, because I'm going to read an email to you. If you have ever cozied up to an elder in your family when they got sick, just so you could have a bigger slice of the Will pie, 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. Now, we got five people in here this morning, so you can't make things up. We're going to do it like we all have to buy your story. It has to be majority.
Okay.
Okay? 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. And here's why I'm asking this morning, right? After we talked about, what were we talking about a couple days ago when it came to the will?
Oh, because we have a listener who got left out of her grandfather's will, and she needed closure because she could not for the life of her figure out why. They were close growing up, but of course, as you get older, you start your life, whatever. But she has a ton of cousins. Everybody got something but her. And this happened like last year. And so we reached out to her cousins on her behalf, and one of them finally like caved and was like, all right, so here's the deal. One of the cousins said something to grandpa about you that was not true, that caused him to take you out of the will, but I'm not comfortable disclosing which cousin or what
right.
they said.
Okay, now we'll put you on the voice disguiser so people won't know how rotten you are, and you'll get your $100. But three of the five of us have to say, okay, I believe that story. It's not made up. 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. So this is a DM I get. It says, it starts off, I would never come on with you, so let's get that straight. There's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Can you run this by the show real quick? Because I listened yesterday to the girl that got left out of the will, and it made me realize I should reach out to you. Anyway, I've been dating a guy for about 7 months. All was great. And she means it, because great is in capital letters. Great. But I got my first red flag, and I think it's a big one. My boyfriend told me that his 86-year-old grandmother has gotten really sick and has been fighting some type of blood cancer for the last few months. They were never really close, but he did say she's very, very wealthy and sort of hinted that he's tried getting close to her since her diagnosis so she remembers him at the will. Not out of kindness. I kind of laughed it off, but it's not so funny, right? Am I overthinking this? He's definitely manipulating the situation. So is this a character issue I should watch out for? Maybe I'm being stupid.
This is what the book talk girlies like to call morally gray, where maybe your intentions are somewhat pure, but at the end of the day, he's still doing something good. At the end of the day, Nana still gets some quality time with her grandson. He's taking care of her, doing whatever it takes. And look, it's not a guarantee that he's going to get in the will, so there is some altruism in there. But if he happens to get a little slice of that inheritance pie, wouldn't be too bad.
All right, so I love how the color you chose was gray. I'm like red, flashing lights. Absolutely. This, somebody who's willing to do this, you need to be very, very wary of.
I agree.
This
I agree.
Is a character flaw. We have attributes, we have flaws. This is a big flaw. If he's willing to take advantage of an elderly family member, not even a stranger, somebody he actually knows, then you, my friend, should run for the hills while you can.
First of all, Morally Gray would be my stripper name.
That's such a great stripper.
That's so good.
Welcome to the main stage, Morally Gray.
The amount of money you would make on that night being morally gray.
I dig it.
Okay, I hadn't heard that term before, but I'm with you guys, man. I would say absolutely, if he's confessing this to you and he didn't think it was a big deal, if he's capable of this kind of manipulation, what other kind of manipulation is he really, like, is he capable of?
Perfect. Yeah. Dump him, send him my way. I want that inheritance.
Yeah, like, how much money are we talking about here?
I was about to say, like, how rich is Nana? Like, Nana could be a kabillionaire. He's just looking out for your future. He's looking out for your kids' college fund.
All right, speaking of morally gray, here's Jackson.
Yeah!
Yeah, I think that's just my general nickname around here.
The good news is we didn't get any calls on that, so okay. People are either too embarrassed or it just never happens.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I want to hear y'all's take on if this is considered cheating or not, okay? Now, cheating should be fairly straightforward. I would consider it rather binary. It's a one or a zero. It's true or false, right? And I generally subscribe to that for a long time. Cassie, why are you laughing so much?
I just love you. You're just bringing binary into this.
Well, you know, so yes, it's a yes or a no. But I was having a conversation with some friends recently, and this specific situation came up, and it actually was up for debate. So I want to hear y'all's thoughts, okay? So we all know the trope of you wake up and your lady next to you is all in a bad mood because she had a dream that you cheated on her, and it's not your fault, but in her head, it's as real can get.
For
because
sure.
If you're thinking about it, then you're gonna do it.
Right? Something like that, right? And generally speaking, you kind of brush that off as an inconvenience for your day. Of course, it sucks, but you have to be like, hey, I didn't do anything. This was made up in your own brain. Right. Okay? Now, let's think about this from the other side. Do you guys know what lucid dreaming is?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Okay, so lucid dreaming is essentially where you become aware that you are dreaming while dreaming. It sounds very woo-woo and crazy, but it's genuinely a real thing. And it's kind of like if you've ever watched Inception, that's actually based on this entire concept, right? And so I know it sounds like I'm incriminating myself because I know a lot about this, and I've actually, like, trained myself to be able to do this, but this is not about me, I promise.
Oh, yeah, is this a story about a friend?
No, I'm being serious here. But basically, you have these sort of triggers and tells of while you're dreaming that lets you become aware of yourself dreaming. And when that happens, you are able to more or less control what happens as you dream.
See, okay. So I've had lucid dreaming before, right? And I was getting this confused in my head with sleep paralysis, which is something completely different.
Yes.
And so in my lucid dreaming, though, like, I don't really have a lot of control. The only control I ever had was I was in the dream, I was being chased, and then I realized I was dreaming, so I stop and I put my head down and I'm like, you're dreaming, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's one of those things.
I see. So the incredible thing about lucid dreaming, though, is that the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more control you start to have over things, okay? So
Side note, have you heard all the stories about people who do lucid dream, who have told the people in the dream that they know they're dreaming and what happens?
Whoa. No,
really? If you want a fun rabbit hole to go down on Reddit today, this is just a little tangent. The reactions to the people in the dreams when the dreamer says, I know I'm dreaming, I know this is a dream, are, woo, I'm getting goosebumps, are terrifying.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And so I used to do this a lot, like back in high school and early college, but I don't do it as much anymore. But a friend of mine is an avid practicer of this whole technique, right? And he basically came to us and was asking if he is willingly going on adventurous sexual exploitations with other women in his dreams that he has control of, but he is doing it in this sort of controlled false environment. Is that considered cheating on his girlfriend?
So let's say I'm hooking up with Alicia Keys. I wake up in the middle of it. And I'm like, oh my God, this was awesome. And I can put myself back into sleep to continue that dream.
Or even more so, you can notice that you're dreaming and instantly you spawn in Megan Fox or whatever your celebrity crush is, and you can have relations with them in your dream and you can make that happen at will.
So, because I feel like lucid dreaming is so niche, like very few people I feel have that talent. So for me, it would be like daydreaming, right? Like I was reading my ACOTAR book and all of a sudden there I am in my head with a shadow daddy and,
with the shadow daddy.
So I feel like that is somewhat equivalent, but like, so if you have in your head, like you have like this little dalliance in your head, then would that be considered cheating?
It wouldn't be considered cheating to me, but I'd be pissed. Like if Amanda said to me like, oh, I was having this dream with Chris Hemsworth, but I woke up in the middle of it. And then I had the ability to go back and have sex with Chris Hemsworth in... Yeah, I'm mad.
Because you're making the conscious choice to do that, yes, right? And I was in that same boat. But honestly, Christian, you bring up a really good point because I feel like that is very comparable of like if you were reading your spicy book and you were putting your imagination in the position of a character in there.
Yeah, it ain't Farrah.
It's Kristen Klingsher from Lexington, Kentucky, breaking the curse. Yeah, for me, this is one of the reasons why I enjoy being single, so I don't have to think about these kinds of things, because when I'm with the Prince of Bloodshed or whatever Cassian's name is, I don't have to feel any guilt about it.
Yeah. All right, that's fair enough.
All right, again, morally gray.
Yes.
This is what this Burt Show is, morally gray.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.